Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet
I'm Asian wide. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. We got you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got some really good stuff lined up for you straight ahead. Tom Markle is back. Tom is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is the CEO of iBank.com, and they're the folks who help companies like yours and mine get the financing that we need, multifaceted financing, whether it be a loan or a lease or whatever. And he's here to talk to us about that entire sector of the marketplace. Tom Markle, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. It's good to have you here. Thanks for being here and for all you do for small businesses. You do a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, we're trying. We just did a survey of our first quarter. We had about $30 billion in small business postings in the first quarter.
Tell us what a posting is.
Well, a posting is when a small business comes to into the iBank.com network and posts for a loan request. And we capture their profile, the owner, profile the business, and profile what they need, and we post that on the Internet to not only on our website, which is being seen by hundreds of thousands of people each day, but we post it out to our network of just about 1,200 lenders nationwide.
So in the first quarter, you had how many billion postings?
Almost 30 billion.
30 billion people said, I want to borrow them.
12,000 small businesses
12,000
posted
said,
for 30
said,
billion
I want $30 billion in financing from somewhere.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we had 12,000 businesses that wanted to post for about $30 billion.
Yeah.
What's interesting is that 63% of them had a credit score over 630.
Right. Which is tell them what that means.
Well, which means that a personal credit score over 630 means that you're more likely than not going to have somebody interested in making you a loan.
That's at least an A rating, if not an A+.
Yeah, A would probably get you over about 700 maybe.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe you're a B plus.
Or
B plus, something like that.
All right.
And then, you know, under 630 to about 608, you'd be a kind of a C, and then 608, you'd be kind of a D under that.
Right.
But there's a lot of tools out there, Jim, that are helping people really get their score back. They help them kind of decide, get rid of bad things on their credit bureaus and
things. It's amazing, folks. If you haven't been, if you haven't seen your own credit report, there's a lot of ash and trash that gets hung out there. Some of it's inaccurate. Some of it is should be gone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They can actually now, you can get rid of things. You know, even a bankruptcy, after 3 years, you can get off that credit card.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. You know, was it expanded after 3 years? And now the big question used to say...
I thought it was 7.
Yeah, right. Used to say that don't even apply if you've had a bankruptcy within 10 years, but now the lenders are saying 3.
Right.
So.
Well, one thing about it, you can't file again for 7 years.
That's right. I mean, you're the safest guy to make
so you,
a credit loan.
Listen, I've seen guys take bankruptcy and go buy a new car right away.
They leave court and go to the
car lot.
I tell these kids that I give speeches around colleges that my talk is chasing a fad, monetizing a business. And I say to the first kids, okay, how many of you have ADD or ADHD or some learning disability? Please stand up. You're the perfect kind of small business. Everybody look around. You're going to work for him.
Yeah.
Or her. And then the second thing I say, you better run out and go bankrupt quick. Because that means you're trustable, because you can't do it again for seven more years.
That's right. It's like a friend of mine came out of the boss's office many, many decades ago when I was a kid in the marketplace. And he said, I said, what happened? He said, I just got 90 days. I got to shape up 90 days or I'm gone. I said, man, I'm sorry. He said, no, that's the first time I've ever known I was going to have 9 days. He said, I feel like I got job security now. He thought he was gone.
Oh yeah, it's.
But back to these postings that you're talking about.
Yeah.
These are, you know, that's a $30 billion. That's a lot of small business capital. And what has been the general response by lenders?
Well, it's really starting to pick up, Jim. I mean, you know, we the first quarter of 2009, I mean, it was a graveyard. We'd post and we'd post and we'd post. And, you know, back right before Bear Stearns melted down in, what was that,
March of 2008,
right? Yeah. And then the House of Lehman in November of 2008, and that kind of was the end all.
Yeah, September, really, yeah.
Yeah, September. I think that, you know, we were still doing a lot of volume and small businesses looking for money, but it was few and far between who was talking to them. So we went from, in 2008, 85% of our members being touched by a lender, being contacted.
Right.
To about 34%, and now we're about 54%.
I like that trend. Hold on to that thought. Tom Markle is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back. She was a Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Duke of Earl. Glad to be with you as always. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out and using it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there that will help you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. If you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Tom Markle is our guest. He is the CEO of iBank.com. Tom, tell us about iBank.
Well, you know, we are continuing this little research project we did for the first quarter to find out where the world was. It was interesting that 42% of our clientele were in retail that came in to join our network were retail businesses. So there were restaurants, dry cleaners, retail stores of any kind, clothing stores. And their, of course, product for a loan is this kind of cash advance. You know, they take their credit cards, and a lender will then look at how much sales they've had over the last 6 months and then lend them 75% to 90%
right.
of what they did in the past six months.
A form of factoring.
A form of factoring, yeah, exactly, yeah. So that's that was kind of interesting looking at that scenario, about 42% of those people. But you know what's coming back, Jim? We're having, I'll bet last week we had a dozen, maybe two dozen lenders join our network that weren't your standard everyday lender.
Hmm.
You know who they are?
Who?
They're a bunch of guys that got together, two or three guys that put, say, $1 million in a pot.
Yeah.
And they said, you know, we are going to form a lending company that's going to lend to small businesses in an unsecured way.
Hmm.
And they're using, of course, the five C's of underwriting, but their C's are a lot less stringent than the bankers are using. And it's really remarkable to see this going
and who's
on.
Are they doing their own underwriting?
Yes, they're doing their own underwriting. They have a banker with them, ex-banker.
Somebody who knows how to evaluate financial statements. And
that's right. They've got a lawyer on their staff. And, they've got an accountant on their staff. And they are going out making loans. And as I said, we probably had a dozen or two of these join our network.
Are they making classic unsecured loans, or I know some folks who've done something similar to what you've done, but their model is primarily factoring.
And
I'm talking about quality factoring, not loan sharking.
No, yeah, you're talking about the difference. Let's talk teach your audience about two things: factoring versus accounts receivable financing.
Yeah.
So factoring is when you sell your receivable. Let's say Disney, you sold T-shirts to Disney for $50,000, and Disney now owes you $50,000 and pays you in 90 days, but you need the money now.
Right.
So you sell your receivable to a factor, and they give you a 75 or 80% advance rate on the receivable. So let's say they give you $40,000. They sell that receivable, and they do the collection of the receivable, and then send you back the other 5 or 10%, you know, 5 or 6%. So you'll get about $45,000, and they take their $5,000.
Right.
Now, in a receivable, account receivable financing is when you do the same thing to an accounts receivable lender who says you need to pledge your receivables as collateral on a loan I'm going to make you, and you do your own collection.
Right.
And then you pay the loan back. So the factors are higher, are more expensive because they're doing the collecting than the loan on an account receivable financing. But and that's kind of how the retailers are doing this cash advance. It's a little bit more expensive.
So how do we? So and we can find those people through your website?
Oh, absolutely. We have hundreds of these lenders, and you know, there's three reasons somebody's coming to join our network as a small business member. One is they have a bank relationship. It's coming to renewal, and they want to keep that banker honest.
Yeah.
So they can come into our system, post a loan, and have the lenders either contact them or they can contact the lenders because we give all the data in the database for the lenders that match their profile. And the second reason is they want, and this is probably a very smart reason, is that they've got a lender, but they need to diversify in case that lender calls one day and says, hey, your loan is called. And believe me, you've heard a lot of war
stories.
I'm going
to tell you something. Over the last few days, we're talking with, you know, we gaggled a bunch of small business owners together this week with the U.S. Chamber. I was in actually two different venues. One was a speech I gave yesterday with 100 other small business owners from around the D.C. area. And the U.S. Chamber folks were from all over the country. I heard lots of stories about good companies whose loans were called. And they were not in default. They were not late. They were in pretty good shape, but the bank took TARP money, and the TARP requirements caused these companies, these banks, to have to call loans.
Yeah, it happened to my dad. I saw my dad cry twice in his life, and one time was when the bank called the loan, and he had to make payroll on Friday.
Yep.
So you just don't know when it's going to happen. They changed their underwriting policies, like they changed their socks.
Is there anything about the services that you offer that offers any kind of insulation against that kind of behavior?
You know, I think the intelligent piece is to diversify. You know, have one or two other banks that you're borrowing $5,000 or $10,000 from. I think you've got to
have more than one relationship, don't you?
You really do. And relationship lending is really kind of leaving.
Except at independent community banks.
Yeah, except at your community banks. Although they're having a hard time lending money.
Some of them are. It just depends on the region you're in, I think.
It does. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
And then I think these private guys that are coming out saying, you know, you've been turned down at your banker. You know, why don't you come take a look at what we can offer? And basically, it's unsecured, but it's a personal guarantee. But what loan, Jim, have you ever gotten that wasn't personally guaranteed?
I've never done one.
Never.
If you're a small business owner, you're going to sign twice, ladies and gentlemen. Once as the president of your company, and once as the president of you.
And
all the realm that you survey. Go take a quick break, folks. 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, and Tom Markle is with iBank. And I'm with you. And we'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Tom Markle is our guest, M-A-R-K-E-L. If you're Googling him, his company is called iBank, ibank.com. Right, Tom?
That's it.
What do we got to do to become part of your network? What do I do?
Well, you go to ibank.com, and basically right on the homepage, you kind of tell us what you're looking for. Tell us the loan amount, tell us the state you're in, and tell us the kind of product you're looking for, the kind of loan product. You know, you can't get a business loan, and you can't get equipment leasing, you can't get a commercial mortgage. You have to get a type of business loan. And so there's a pull-down menu there, and it asks you, what type of business loan do you think in a perfect world you'd like? Now, you know, Jim, that's everything. You know, basically, we're America's largest dating service, right, for small business. So, you know, everybody wants to meet the perfect girl or the perfect guy.
Now, as I remember, I can input my financial information in there.
You can. So the first thing you'll do is you'll tell us about you yourself as a business. How long have you been experienced in this business? You know, what kind of background do you have? And then the second thing it's going to ask you is how many years in business and what are your sales and how many employees and do you take credit cards or not? And then what industry are you in? And then it's going to ask you to join. Now, we have a kind of a free membership we call our basic member. We have our professional membership, which as a pro member, you pay anywhere from $49 a year, which is like $3 a month as a member of our network, up to $299 a year, and which is really only about $25 a month. And what it allows you to do is we give you a digital vault to store all of your tax returns, your financials, your bios.
It's all encrypted.
Everything, yes. I mean, MP3 files, videos, just in case of disaster. I mean, I can't tell you how many phone calls we've gotten from, you know, people that have had their place burned down or a flood, you know, down in Texas and Galveston. So we've been a very big feature in helping people get back on their feet quickly. Once you do that, we also have a professional digital loan package builder. So, you know, I spent my life on Wall Street finding financing for all kinds of companies, and so we created a kind of a digital package that walks you through building a loan package. And once you get your loan package created, of course, it's also at the same time instantly telling you from about 16 fields of data all the lenders in our network that want to see your package or see you and meet you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a member, it gives you the names and phone numbers and addresses and email.
And none of this goes out over any of the credit organizations. This is not about that. This is just between you and the potential lender.
That's right. There's no one's pulling credit.
Yeah, there's none of that stuff. Yeah, and I mean the prospective lender might, but that won't be. But none of your stuff that's on the website is going to create that.
That's right.
So then,
as a matter of fact, in there, Jim, they can pull their own credit bureau from Dun & Bradstreet, Experian, Equifax.
And is that part of the pro package?
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, as part of the pro package,
it's going to cost you more than that to get that kind of report directly from the companies.
Oh, well, no question.
So
as a matter of fact, you get to pull your business report from Experian all year long as you want.
Yeah,
we worked out a deal with Experian to do that. And we're working out something with Dun & Bradstreet as we speak to do a monitoring piece on them. So you have the two bureaus that you can do a whole year of pulls on.
And then when people push the button and say, I need a loan, they push the button at the end, then this goes out. You help them connect with all these different people who may be who will come and look at you and say, okay, we're willing to do this deal for this much.
That's right. We've got a very sophisticated communication device between us and the lenders. And that is, we can send the data to we have many lenders that want it instantly on their Palm Pilot or on their iPod. So we send a text message to the lender saying, you've got a member in the iBank network that wants to talk to you.
Yeah.
And we're seeing guys within 15, 16 seconds get contacted by a lender. I mean, it's that quick.
And hopefully you'll get more than one option. So,
well, that's right. I mean, as I said, you know, you're either wanting to keep your own banker honest, you either want to expand your relationships with other bankers, or three is you're really looking for a banker because you never had one. You don't really know where to go for a bank.
But this is not going to replace your deposit relationship, your local deposit relationship. That's going to be something. And as you say, keep them honest. But folks, we need to expand our horizons these days. You got to be creative. You got to be diligent. And if you're going to get financing to run your small business, to grow your small business, and that's the reason why I like telling you about Tom Markles, iBank.com. Hey, Tom, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Jim, you're too kind. Take care.
We'll see you next time. Tom Markles, folks, that's a great way to aggregate prospective lenders. I wouldn't be telling you about Tom if I didn't think they did good work, so check it out. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingham, the Small Business Advocate, and remember, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.